On this fifth day of the odd day of Easter, we have readings that are very, very beautiful and very pertinent to us as well. First of all, we see the fact that the deacon, one of the seven deacons, who was ordained by the apostles with St. Stephen, our patron saint, St. Philip, was told by the Holy Spirit to go to a certain row on the way to Gaza, and there he would find someone to whom to evangelize the truth of Christ. And as he was going there, he came upon a chariot, and obviously, miraculously so, because the chariot was going much faster than he, and it was already on the way. And there was a eunuch from Ethiopia, one of the chief officials of the queen, Queen Candace of Ethiopia, who also eventually came to believe in Jesus Christ. And so he was reading the book of the prophet St. Isaiah. And he was reading the passage that says he was taken silent as a lamb to those who were going to cut his hair off. And of course, they would cut his hair off in order to sacrifice him in the fire. And so the eunuch says, about whom is he writing this? Is he writing this about himself or somebody else? And of course, St. Philip tells him, do you understand any of this? He says, how can I if nobody tells me? And of course, this shows us even to the very day that we live that there has to be someone to teach, to evangelize, or else people, especially people who do not know Christ, will never know Christ. And so he says, come up on the chariot with me and tell me what this means. And so they come up, and they come to a small body of water. And St. Philip says, stop the carriage. And he says, asked him, do you believe in Jesus Christ? And of course, that's the one he was talking about and about whom he was explaining these beautiful prophecies of St. Isaiah. And he says, yes. And he says, what is there to stop me from being baptized? Here, there's some water here. Let us stop. And St. Philip was told by the Holy Spirit, go ahead and do it. And of course, it just shows us that at different times and different places, there are different requirements. For this man, it was not necessary for him to go to school for 2 or 3 years or to RCIA or anything else. He learned, and he learned it by the illumination of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. And then in the Gospel, we have the famous passage of St. Mary Magdalene. And some people have taken that out of context to a certain degree. And she's there again. Now, she has already seen the tomb empty, the cloths, everything else, and yet she's still mourning because she thinks Jesus is dead. And on top of that, the stone has been moved and the body is gone. And she's crying because they have nowhere to remember him. Of course, this is very important. In this day and age, and of course, in the last 100 years or so, under the influence of the Freemasons, a lot of people, including some Catholics, and I even know one priest in the cemetery to whom this happened, but he was from Holland, so that explains everything. They're cremating their dead. And that is not the tradition of the Catholic faith, nor of the Hebrew faith, of which we are the descendants. We need to have a place to put the body, to see it, and to venerate it, to bury it, and to come back as often as we can, and as we are moved by the Holy Spirit, to there pray at the tomb of the dead. And of course, that goes contrary totally with those who wish to cremate the dead. And then, of course, they also do all kinds of things. They scatter the ashes, which is totally contrary to the Catholic faith. Or else they have these little jars that they wear around their neck with the ashes of the dead, as if they were a saint, a relic. this is preposterous and it's sacrilegious. So you see that these things are very important, not only in what is visible, but what is not visible. That is why, how can I understand this if no one teaches me? Well, someone is here, hic et nunc, here and now. And so she sees Jesus, finally. And she doesn't know him. The resurrected body will conceal its identity at will. Jesus did not want her to know who he was. Not yet. He did that to everybody he met. And then finally, when he asked her what's going on, and she says, he says, Maria. And of course, nobody knew her there. She thought it was the gardener. She did not know the gardener. The gardener did not know her name. In Hebrew and in the Catholic faith, the name is very important. For somebody to know your name is very important. So he says to her, Maria. And she recognizes, this is the Lord. Rabboni, teacher, master. And then she wanted to grab him. She was kneeling, but she wanted to grab his legs. He says, do not touch me. Noli me tangere. I have not yet ascended to my Father and your Father. And this is something that some of us who worked on the newer translations of the Missal, which were reformed by St. Pope Benedict the 16th, had a big fight about, because if you remember, because we don't have that problem anymore because we've gone back to the original. But they used to say, pray, brethren, that our sacrifice may be acceptable to God, the Father Almighty. And the correct translation of the Latin, which must be correctly translating, is, pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and your sacrifice is not the same. Jesus has a prerogative that we do not have. It's not our, it's his sacrifice, and then, by adoption, our sacrifice. And so he says, tell them that I will precede them unto Galilee, and there they shall see me. And so all these wonderful things are happening as we celebrate these 8 days of Easter until Sunday, when we shall also celebrate the Divine Mercy Sunday. And of course, all of it is enveloped in the Divine Mercy. And for, of course, some people don't believe it. Well, they're fools. And I'll say it again and again. Fools! 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 The Divine Mercy is everything. Jesus Christ is a Divine Mercy. He became man because of Divine Mercy. The Father sent him because of Divine Mercy. The Holy Spirit comes upon him at the Jordan and elsewhere because of Divine Mercy. We cannot undo what God has done. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.